You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Let's get ready.
Sweet, beautiful glommies.
Beautiful singing voice, might I say.
Thank you. I'm so off key. I'm back on key.
Have you ever thought of recording a pop album?
I've thought about it.
I would love to feature on a track, if so.
I've done a couple background vocals on some unreleased Christian pop albums.
Oh my gosh.
If only.
I just think of Jessica Simpson, Katy Perry, how they both came from like the church singing background.
Sometimes that's where you get your training. Sometimes that's where you get the best training.
That's two big ones right there. So
I saw this really funny clip that must have been from the Newlywed Show, whatever that.
Newlyweds, Nick and Jessica.
Yeah, thank you.
Best show of all time.
Where Jessica Simpson is recording one of her like very early singles in the booth, and she's like going full Jessica Simpson with it. She's like, and I was in, like, I can't do a Jessica Simpson impression, but she has that crazy voice that she does, mm-hmm. where she's like, ah, da, da, like that. It's like, ah, da, 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 da.
Like, it's like baby voice.
She's singing. So extra in the studio. And then they're like, okay, good job, Jessica. And then the next day she gets a call and she's like at the airport with her mom and all these people. And she's like, what? They said I sang it too good. I don't want to just sing it worse. She's like freaking out. And they're like, what happened? She's like, the label said that I sang my single too good. Ugh. And I have to go back in because it's too good. People won't be able to sing along with it. It's just so funny to see her go, I sang it too good.
That's so disturbing.
It's disturbing.
It's like when you just can't get a storyline and you have to make the problem that you sang the song too good for your reality show. You know that's what it is.
It's just because she's saying it so extra and her label's like, well, how can we put this in a way that's still palatable and we can keep the talent like appeased?
Yes.
It's like, you sang it too good, Jessica.
Yes, little girl.
It's because glowing up is too good. That's why we have to stop doing it.
It is true, though. That is how fucking people talk to women in, like, the entertainment industry. They treat women like they're these little baby dolls that can't ever get bad news or, like, they just have to be so handled with kid gloves, as they say.
Yeah.
But I hate that.
You hate that?
No, it's like, just give it to us straight, you know?
Just give it to me straight.
Just tell us that glowing up is causing diseases and we're being sued.
Our producers told us that it's too good and it brings too many people too much joy.
Yeah, so we have to take a break.
We have to. We just.
So the world can find its equilibrium again?
Back to Jessica Simpson, am I crazy or did they sell dessert, her line, that the body, edible body shit line? They sell that at Sephora.
We've gone down this road before.
Really?
You know more about that line than I do.
Move on. Wow. This is why also we have to end glowing up, because I'm hitting the same topics.
Well, this
I'm
is
like turning
also
into my dad when he tells the same stories.
Oh, my dad
so
tells the same
times.
Jokes over and over. That is.
But my version of that is being like to my kids, I think they sold it at Sephora. Will you look it up?
This is probably something I've brought up before, which is that her singing voice, I have the strongest sense memory of anything in the world is her singing voice. Like, I hear that baby, like, da, da, da. Belting, and I am taken right back to 2001, maybe. I'm taken right back to wishing
Breast
I had a multicolored Louis Vuitton bag and knowing I'll never get to have one. Like, I just, it's a sense memory.
I know.
Stronger than anything.
What's like her, what were her early singles?
In This Skin.
Oh, yeah.
Lips upon
they were also
lips.
Sexual.
Yeah.
They were really sexual. What's the one where she's like, oh, nothing but a t-shirt on.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That was like later, though.
It sounds so beautiful. Oh, the like, early ones was like, oh, God. No, I can't think of it now.
No, I mean, if you asked me to name almost every track on Ashley Simpson's debut album, I could do it.
Oh, bitch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was wrong.
No, but it's right in there.
Even her second album, I fucking love.
I stan hardcore.
What about that crazy single, L-O-L-O-L-O-V-E-L-O-L-O?
God, we really both loved Ashley Simpson quite a bit.
I mean, here is the key.
Her plastic surgeon, Raj Kanoida, DM'd us on Instagram. What? The blowing up Instagram.
Why?
I think
he
it was an
accident.
He wants to
give us both a free nose job.
It was definitely something like shady like that. He was, or her social media team. Because he's one of those like Instagram doctors, which is a little scary to me because you kind of want your doctor who does your nose job
on Instagram
to not be like flexing on Instagram and like mm-hmm. trying to chase clout and get followers and like posting selfies.
Yeah.
But he allegedly did Ashley Simpson's and I think he allegedly did Jennifer Aniston's too.
Well, I fucking really resent Ashley Simpson's nose job. That's like the one in plastic surgery I just can't stay quiet about. I loved her original nose. That was who I got to know. Like, I just, it's a bummer. What do they fucking want from us?
You know me. That's my favorite. Nose.
Now I'm getting memories of the Hulk Hogan reality show.
Oh my
and
God,
loved
that show.
Watching Queen Brooke Hogan record her album, which she was fucking good. Great song.
That one with Paul Wall.
The one about like her daddy issues. It was so awesome.
Oh.
And
she was
recently,
hot. And she
I know.
Had such, remember she was always like, she was always like the label was trying to make her lose weight. Her dad was getting on her ass.
Yes.
I always felt so bad for her.
I feel like she recently resurfaced on Instagram a little more lately. And I love Brooke Hogan.
About Us. That's the one with Paul Wall. But the thing about Brooke Hogan that I would be absolutely, I have to bring this up. Her album from 2009, so that was...
Oh, that's a lot more recent than
very recent, totally recent. But I want you to see this album art is one of my... This is probably my favorite album art in music history. It's a very poorly airbrushed photo of her as an angel.
Oh.
It's important. It's part of the canon. The redemption.
I'm not into, like, angel and fairy stuff. I remember Britney... Oh. Had her crazy fairy obsession. Yeah.
She does that stupid fairy in her signature.
Yes. Did I try to recreate that? Or maybe it was a butterfly?
Something like
with
that.
With the bee?
Or even like the fantasy, those original fantasy perfume ad campaigns where she's like walking around in a forest and she's so confused.
Oh, God.
Curious, by the way, can I just say, is one of the best celebrity perfumes of all time.
Is it now? Okay.
The original Curious? Good. You never got on that train?
I was just not into perfume at that time. You know, I'm weird
what
with perfume.
What are you doing?
I sent you some of Britney's most recent Instagram posts.
What is happening?
But can I just say, through it all, her fucking yoga abilities, she is the most fit, like, pop star of all time. I guess Madonna also, you know, was like this, but at the time there wasn't Instagram and she wasn't sharing workout videos. Britney, I'm sorry, but if you just like always kept Britney as your North Star, you'd be all right. Like, yeah, there was some rough times. You just had to like kind of make your own choices at that time in your life. But right now, if I go to Britney's Instagram page, what am I inspired to do? Fucking
make
work my ass
faces.
Out.
Take
yoga.
Sure.
I do think
that you are ignoring and kind of willfully not acknowledging
what
some of the ongoing mental health issues that she is struggling with in the public and private eye.
We all have those.
That's true. I mean, look, you sent me one video of her kicking her leg so far over her head, my head, I almost exploded.
Things are in her life, for her to be able to maintain that level of physical strength
and flexibility.
Like, I'm good.
Absolutely, 100%. Oh, God. I'm just looking at these old pictures of Britney when Curious first came out. Oh, I just love her so much.
I love her. Oh, she's so cute. I love you, Brittany. You're my everything.
I love her so much.
You made me the woman I am today.
God, she's released a lot of perfumes. Private Show.
I wonder if Undiscovered by Brooke Hogan is the album. It came out in 2006, so that has to be the right album. God, 2006 was just the best year of reality TV for me. Making the
Band. The Girls Next Door was everything.
Girls Next Door, Making the Band.
Did you watch the Osbournes?
Oh, the Osbournes. These are probably more 2005-ish. But yes, the Osbournes, okay. I own every season on DVD. It's the greatest show of all time.
Stop it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, the Osbournes. I also,
they just don't make them like that, you know? There's just not reality shows like that anymore.
I know. They were more authentic. Did you ever watch The Surreal Life?
No, I did not watch that. Was that good?
I didn't watch it either. I didn't watch it.
I was never that
much
of a VH1
person. Oh, I loved
Flavor
of Love. That was...
Is VH1 still on the air? Like, what is going on?
I know. I don't even know what they...
Did they go off air?
No, I think VH1 is still... Oh, America's Next Top Model, those early seasons. Were you into that?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, Celebrity Rehab was my big VH1 show.
Oh. Oh my.
What's her name? The Mary Carey, the porn star who did ballet, was obviously my everything.
That was your North Star at that point.
Yes.
Flavor of Love, when one of them shits on the stairs.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
Someone, like, they all gather at the end of the episode where, like, so, like, Flav has just had the elimination ceremony, and then Flav gathers the remaining girls, and he's like, ladies, like, you guys are the remaining 10 girls, like, cheers, and they all cheers. It's like that last scene, and you think it's like the end of the episode, and then they all kind of disperse, and they're like, you know, they always film those shows in these, like, big mansions, mm-hmm. and then you see the girls, like, going up these marble stairs, and then someone's like, there's shit on the floor. Someone's shit. And they, like, never figured out who it was.
Caroline, I didn't know you were a reality show contestant.
No, I try to keep it on the 2000s. I keep it on the down low. I definitely keep it. I mean, to, like, be wearing a dress and, like, let shit slip out of your ass on the
floor. I mean, that's
floor.
Drugs. I've learned that's drugs right there.
Really?
Only drugs can make that happen, right?
Aren't they so strict with those reality show, like, they, like, take their drugs away? Who knows?
Unless it was, like, the days of Olean. Remember that, like, magic ingredient
God, the
and chips? That, like,
do you ever?
I never tried them, but
that's like a legend.
Yeah, the
bag
that said may cause anal leakage.
A classic.
There's no greater sentence
in the history
of dietary
English literature.
Foods.
May cause anal leakage.
That's what that woman was a victim of.
Yeah, the only thing that causes more anal leakage is listening to Glowing Up regularly.
Shout out to those Natural Calm gummies, bitch. I'm leaking everywhere. No.
Today I had an oat milk draft latte. It's been a minute.
You did?
It's been a minute. And it was so good. But that thing brings on the urge to have a reality show shit.
You're like, so lucky.
So strong. I almost crashed my car into the Trader Joe's. It was urgent.
Are you shitting at Trader Joe's these days?
If I'm out and about, well, I mean, I'd rather go into Trader Joe's. I'd way rather go into a Trader Joe's bathroom than a Starbucks bathroom.
Oh, smart.
But the best hack, I think, I don't want to say best because I feel like you'll judge me, but at the Grove or the Americana, a Cheesecake Factory shit.
Okay.
I'll make that work.
Look, if I'm at the Grove or the Americana, I'm shitting at Nordstrom. So, you know.
Second floor Nordstrom bathrooms.
Yeah.
A little removed from the crowd.
Yeah. To me, the Nordstrom, that's like, if you're near a Nordstrom, that's where you're shitting.
100.
I knew that
totally
since
right.
High school. I would literally at my lunch break walk across the street to Old Orchard Mall and shit at Nordstrom or Bloomingdale's if I had the time.
If you were at the leisure. You're such a lady of leisure. It's like, women, like, you know, want to quit their jobs so they can, like, raise their kids and cook. You and I just want to not have jobs so we can, like, shit in department stores. I also, at the Grove or the Americana, like, the valet, you know, they have the fancy valet section.
Yeah.
They'll often have, like, a bathroom for the valet patrons.
Oh.
That's a must hit. And I've heard rumors.
What?
That the, is it called Pally House? No, Neu House.
New House.
Whatever the restaurant is that's like in that plaza.
By the Sugarfish.
There's like a...
I call it the town square because you got a Sugarfish, you got a Rubies and Diamonds for coffee. It just like has everything.
Sweet Green.
Hello. Town square.
Apparently those bathrooms, and I've yet to try this, are Toto's with a bidet, a public Toto. rare.
That's so cool.
Once... You and I need to have a girls' date and like get our asses cleaned out and get some Sweet Green.
We meet girls we night. Get it. We're like, this is a free colonic, right? We just quick spread my butt open. Girl.
Should I sign in? Yeah, I haven't eaten since yesterday at noon. Esther, okay, before I leave for my trip.
Wait, before that.
I hope you're in town next weekend, but yeah, okay.
We never got colonics before growing up took a long hiatus.
Colonics were never going to be it for me. I just have no, I have zero interest for some reason. Because a colonic is such junk science.
What do you mean? What's that? I love
think
that term.
Colonics have been kind of proven to be not actually medically beneficial. And, like, whatever you need to get them for, like, I think people get them to, like, lose weight or, like, decrease bloating. It's just, like, you lose water weight and it all comes back. And you just don't need. It's like our ancestors didn't get their lower colons cleaned out with a strong jet of water. Like, I think that your body, much like the vagina, Dr. Esther, as you claim, is self-cleaning.
Yeah,
I'll claim, Dr. Caroline, butthole. That the butthole.
The self-cleaning butthole.
The butthole does a fair enough job of eliminating by itself. And also, I don't want to go and have her be like, oh, like someone had popcorn yesterday. I just don't want to see that.
Oh, someone hasn't had a wax since they were in eighth grade.
Yeah, I'd rather watch the episode of Flavor of Love where the girl shits on the floor like 100 times and see what comes out of my fucking colon.
And I will say, too, that a colonoscopy is the greatest, the unsung hero of colonics, because if you get a colonoscopy, you have to clean yourself out by drinking that crazy nasty liquid. There you have it right there. You got yourself done. A free colonic.
Or just take like a water bottle, like a smart water with a sports top, you know?
Uh-oh.
And just
Caroline, no.
I've never done this, but I've heard, I swear I've never done this, I swear my life.
Okay.
But I've heard that before anal sex, like if you're in a pinch and you need to clean yourself out, you just take a sports top water bottle, go
That's
into
like
the
an
shower.
Enema.
And you just squeeze it up there and give yourself a little enema.
That's brilliant.
Save the big dollars.
At CVS, they sell like $10 little enema kits. Clean it out.
There you go. That's lukewarm water. Who needs a colonoscopy when I can cover my shower floor in like cucumber seeds or whatever?
I just see me walking into your home and there's a smart water. I'm like, I'll have a sip. And you're like, no!
That's my ass smart water. I see me getting into your car and your backseat is just littered in smart water bottles. Like, nothing.
What? It's normal to drink smart water with a sport cap as a person who doesn't work out.
Mobile. Just giving yourself mobile enemas. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. If only car seats had Totos in them.
Car seats?
Could you imagine
a baby's car seat or like an adult?
Our adult car seat.
Yeah, we have seat warmers. It's time for the technology of butt cleaning.
I'm just thinking out loud. There are no bad ideas in brainstorming. And you know that.
I do.
There are no bad ideas in brainstorming. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What have I been snacking on? What have I been working out? I feel like I'm sure there's so much to talk about.
I'll say this.
Go ahead.
As a negative starting point, I get a headache every day lately.
No.
And I don't know if it's like dehydration, teeth grinding, stress of just having kind of a little bit of a pressure-y job. Like, I'm getting a lot of headaches.
All of the above.
And I was telling my therapist that, and she was like, you know, a lot of people come in here and complain about headaches. And I'm just curious, gloomy question, like, are you getting headaches all the time? What's helped you? I feel like headaches are just a widespread epidemic and
stress.
What the fuck
people
are we doing?
People are too fucking stressed in this world.
What the fuck are we doing about these headaches?
You gotta meditate. I know.
No,
I don't.
Don't you don't. Dare.
There's got to be something to calm you down, though. Your parasympathetic nervous system is just on. You're in fight and flight constantly, and you don't even realize it.
Well, I will say that.
Or you just start doing like mad CBD.
Oh, well, watching TV helps. Rewatching The L Word is a good, like, you know, just step out of your own head.
Turn your fucking brain off.
That's been good. There's some other shows on my list that I want to watch that I think will be helpful.
What about, like, massaging? We've been doing our scalp and head massages.
I got to do the jaw pressure.
Ooh, mine's a little tight right now.
I mean, when does the jaw not feel tight? Is there anyone out there that doesn't have a tight jaw?
Oh, God. And if they exist, I don't want to know.
The human jaw is flawed.
It's just a mandible.
I know.
It's just tight as a rubber band. Right now. Oh, Esther, are you still doing your take a Motrin when you wake up situation?
No.
Your daily Motrins?
No, I'm not. I'm not in that mode, but I'll notice, you know, halfway through the work day, I'm like, I have to take a Motrin. I'm in so much pain. My head hurts. Like, I give in to Lord Motrin.
Peppermint oil?
I'm going to bust that out this week.
Okay.
And I also got this. How the fuck do you say it? S-A-J-E, that store?
Let's just say sage.
Sage. I got their, like, mentholated body oil. The only problem is I can't put that on my head because it'll fuck my makeup up. But I'll try to put that on the base of my neck and stuff this week.
Yeah. Where are the headaches centered in your temples?
It's different. It'll be temple. It'll be front of head. It'll be, like, eyes.
Sometimes you ever look up those headache maps? Those are always really interesting.
Oh, I'll check that out.
Sometimes it'll say, like, if your headache's here, it's this or that or this.
Sometimes the eyebrow, sometimes Jeez. Base of the neck. Like, it's just, they're all over.
I think you just work too hard.
I'm just such a hard worker.
I think you really do. I'm serious.
It might be. I don't know. That, by the way, this is part of why, like, going up is taking a little bit of a break, because
we don't want you to keep getting those headaches.
You are just, you're causing all my headaches, Caroline.
Yeah, I know.
How is your health? Like, are you physically, where are you
fit
at?
Fit as a fiddle. Are you? Fit as a fiddle, not a problem in sight.
Jesus, it's just that pre-30 strength you've got.
You think?
Maybe, I don't know.
I will say, so I've been really trying to, like, work out a little bit more and, you know, keep it right and tight, because at work there's just snacks and garbage and, like, you know, if I don't fight against it constantly, that office writing job life, like, you are surrounded by temptations and treats and you're sedentary, you're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I work out, the hungrier I am and the more I eat. And I think it really does offset the working out a little bit. Because I'm not doing, like, let's be honest, I'm not doing, like, an 8-mile run or something as my workout. I'm doing, like, a moderate, like, I'm breaking a little sweat, maybe running for, like, a mile or, like, this or that, you know. So, but I just feel so much hungrier.
Mm-hmm.
And it is calories in, calories out. Like, you really have to be a lot less calories in to, like, lose those pounds. And if I'm...
I hate the C word so much. I hate it.
I'm just saying, it's really frustrating when you are working out more to try and you're putting in the effort.
Yeah.
And you're hungrier and you're offsetting it by...
Totally.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Right, you're like, what's the point?
What's the point?
But there is a point, and it's strength. You're making your body stronger. You're helping your brain. When I look at working out as something that is not a weight loss tool, but rather a, like, good for my body, good for my mind, I'm so much more into it. It has such a more positive connotation, and it's not this, like, punishment to lose weight. It's like this gift to strengthen my body and to make my brain better. That really helps me motivate to get to the workout.
I will say the time that I've really reduced the most was when I was in Mexico and getting, like,
reduced. That is so
1950s,
like, creepy.
Term. When I'm abroad and I have nothing to do but walk 30,000 steps a day and eating whatever I want.
Oh, come on.
But I'm so excited for my month abroad. It's just going to be like a walking fuck fest.
Oh.
It's thousands and thousands of steps a day. It's going to be like all my body needs. That's like the reset I'm craving right now.
Can you tell us anything about this trip coming up? Like, I'm just so excited for you. This feels like the thing you've been working towards your whole life.
I'm going to see lavender fields in the south of France.
Are you serious right now?
Beautiful, at the height of lavender season. I'm going to see inlet beaches in the south of France, nearly untouched by time, with crystal clear turquoise waters. I'm going to... I'm gonna get the best Indian food in London.
Are you gonna be by yourself for all this, or are you gonna be with...
No, I'm gonna be with people.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna be with people for pretty much all of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna go take shrooms, illegal shrooms, and go to the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam.
Hmm.
I'm gonna go...
I don't think you need those to enjoy that museum, but to each their own.
To each their freaking own.
Whatever.
Falafels, delicious falafels in Paris. Just so many good meals. Going with my roommate Ben, who's traveled quite a bit. He's like, I know the best off the beaten path French restaurants that are so cheap and delicious. I'm just so excited.
Wow.
I know. I mean, yeah.
This is cool.
Schnitzel. Oh, in Budapest, just cheap sausages and like beer for like 50 cents. Beer is cheaper than water in Prague.
Oh, God. So where are you going that you've never been before?
Budapest, okay. Prague. The Glomies have sent me some amazing recommendations for Budapest and Prague.
Wow.
Keep those coming.
Wow.
Love those. Someone told me a place that I can eat anchovies in a cave.
Okay. Interesting bucket list.
In a cave, in a cave type setting. In a okay. cavernous underground restaurant or something like that.
You know what? A cave sounds quite nice, actually.
Yeah. Could
kind of like the grotto at the Playboy Mansion. Like, I never got my chance to go there. So I'm going to need to find a cave. I'm going to need that cave info.
I can't believe you never even, like, catered at the Midsummer Nights, whatever that party is.
It kills me because right when I moved here, it was still, it was a tail end of all that stuff. Like, because groups of men would come into the Comedy Store and talk about, like, how they just went to the Playboy Mansion. Like, it was still a fucking thing.
You were right there.
I missed it by a baby's breath. But, look, nobody wanted me there.
I don't know.
I didn't roll up to LA as cute and prime as I should have at 21.
I can definitely see the girls like really taking to you and taking you under their wing and then it ending with you sucking Hugh Hefner's dick.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. And in fact, when I was in college, I was an intern, a digital intern for Playboy.
What?
Yes. And I met a couple playmates when they visited my college campus.
What?
One of whom went on to birth David Spade's child.
What?
Yes. Do I have a picture of me with David Spade's baby mama? I do. Am I proud of it?
Yes.
You fucking better believe I am.
Well, you know,
she was so
he's my dream man.
I know. She was so beautiful and so kind and warm and loving. I love her so much. Jillian Grace, if you're out there, I fucking love what
worship
I love
you.
The 5 minutes we spent together has made an everlasting effect.
That was, she's your Princess Diana.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I just don't know what I did wrong in a past life that I didn't get reincarnated into David Spade's baby mama this life. I love him so much. If only I was just born into a body with Barbie proportions, huge tits and tiny, comically small nipples, just becoming a playmate and then just giving David Spade a beautiful baby, if only.
And then probably never speaking to him again.
Oh, but
no,
David Spade has a huge
awesome.
Dick.
I mean, he's got to have a huge dick.
That's the word.
He's
on the
also
street.
Hot as hell.
I love him.
He's fucking hot. He's funny.
Yeah, we said it.
That's
We're
right.
We're not afraid to say some controversial stuff on this podcast. We're actually getting shut down because of our pro David Spade, our aggressively pro David Spade stance.
How much, David Spade? How much money will we have to pay you to have a threesome with us?
Oh God.
$1,000 cash.
Pay
you name
him?
The time and the place. Yes.
$1,000 isn't going to fucking move the needle.
I know.
We're going to put big bucks on the table, girl.
Who will sponsor? We're starting a Kickstarter.
Never forget when I had my meeting with David Spade for his show that I can't wait for it to start.
I know.
I can't wait.
It's going to be so good.
I love him.
I know.
And I was so nervous that I cried before and after.
That is insane.
And then my phone vibrated in my purse and he asked me if it was my vibrator. And
That's
I was
funny
like,
as hell.
He was the best.
Wow.
And yeah, and he got me out of the room so fast. I'll never forget. I was this huge conference room with like a bunch of dudes, including David Spade. It was just a very like, not a, like a female, it didn't feel like a safe space. Let's just say that. And he was sitting at the complete opposite end of this huge conference room in Brillstein. And I was sitting like kind of next to the door. And when the meeting was over, which he was like speeding for it to be over, he raced around the table to open the door to get me out. I've never seen anyone move so fast in my entire life. The speed with which he got to that door to get me out of there, he speed walked. I was like, oh, you're opening the door. I was like, oh, no, you're getting me out of here. Yeah, that's cool. It was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Look, we've all had it happen. We've all had the meeting.
We've all been hustled out of a room by David Spade.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
I'm not special for that one. Oh, I love him.
I know.
Oh, I love him. Oh, dude.
Few comedy icons still out there who still got it, and he's one of them.
You know, this is what I'm going to miss. This is one of the things I'm going to miss most. Being able to sexually objectify men that possibly don't deserve it. These are one of the things I'm going to miss the most.
Oh man.
Esther.
Well, you know, the glowing up Instagram page will still be there for us to give some updates. No, you're shaking your head.
No, I'm saying, I was giving it like a
hell yeah.
A hell yes, and my head was shaking.
Okay.
That's right. You know, things aren't, just get on Instagram.
Yeah. And by the way, we talked about this last week, but Montreal Comedy Festival, in case you didn't hear it, we are freaking performing a live episode of Glowing Up at the Montreal Comedy Festival this summer in July 2019.
You're not going to want to miss it.
Get your fucking tickets. And bitch, you better believe we are going to be scamming that town. We're going abroad and we are scamming the shit out of that country.
Brace yourselves,
Montreal. I am not leaving Canada without being arrested, okay?
If I don't get a Monty, if I don't get to ride on the back of a horse with a Monty to Canadian jail...
You're going to want to watch. Trip. You're going to want to be at that show and you're going to want to see Caroline leaving in handcuffs, okay?
If I don't get pregnant with Drake's baby, by that I know he's based in Toronto, okay? But if that doesn't happen, I'll be pissed.
I agree.
Okay. If I don't sneak into Justin Trudeau's presidential mansion.
Oh, God, just, he's so fucking hot.
Fucking fuck Justin Trudeau.
But he's almost too nice. Like, he's too happy. He wears
novelty socks.
I want him
that.
In 10 years when, like, life has kind of gotten to him a little bit more.
I want him, like, post, like, a, like after a really bad divorce.
Oh, God.
I want him after, like, a brutal, just soul-sucking.
I'll say it. A divorced man with kids.
Oh, you're so. Yes.
I'm getting to the place in life where that is hot, okay?
Okay.
Like, because I'm still a sexual object to a divorced man with kids.
Well, you better believe
But if
you
you're
are.
A young dude, like, you're not into
you have
me.
So many options.
You divorced with kids, like, I'm a little piece of candy. It's
crow's feet around the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Just like a little bit of a drinking problem.
Stressed about his finances for sure.
Oh, God.
Spread too thin financially.
That child support's not going to pay itself. He wants something light, a diversion.
I'm your one little escape.
I know. I remind you of your kids in a non-sexual way. Esther, oh, God. Justin Trudeau, let's just say watch out. Brace yourselves. You're going to want to steer clear of Montreal, buddy.
Yes,
while we're
stay
there.
Safe. Keep the doors locked.
Yeah. Oh, Tim Hortons. Like, my ass is hitting the Tim Hortons.
Oh, my God. You know, I had my only one time in my whole life an all-nighter in Montreal. So you fucking, I go hard, girl. We're going so hard. I stayed up all night and was conned into going to, like, a hotel breakfast buffet.
Oh, I know about this. Yeah.
Where Kate Berlant fucking cornered me in an elevator and told me, you're not going to be vegan in 6 months. And, like, tried to get me to go non-vegan. She
just
was so,
for the
so
one
funny.
Hotel buffet.
She was so funny.
That's amazing.
Great night. It will be recreated. You guys, come see us at the Montreal Comedy Festival. Come see me in Seattle, in Portland, in Denver, in New York, and other dates to be announced. Get tickets to see my stand-up in those cities.
Yes.
Follow both of us on Instagram. Caroline is at porkchop.biz. I am at Esther Monster.
Yes.
Caroline is also low-key running the official Sean Penn hilarious account.
Yes.
Go for that.
Yes.
Go for Caroline.
We're
stay for William H.
Glomies.
Macy.
We're going to miss you, Glomies.
What else do we have to say here?
What?
We'll be back. We'll be around.
Don't be sad.
I think that there's some podcast
endeavors
in
our future.
Yeah, I've heard some rumors.
Yeah, for sure.
So
keep an eye out.
You guys, we love you, and we'll see you next time.
Much love.
A podcast network.